Hey everyone, welcome back to our Anxiety Antidote. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes our brains are like that one overzealous friend who just won't shut up about all the things that could go wrong. Ever felt like your mind is a runaway train of negative thoughts? You know that feeling when you were just trying to enjoy a perfectly good day, but suddenly BAM, a million what ifs and maybe I should haves crash into your peaceful vibe? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into how to cope with those pesky negative thought monsters today. Trust me, it's a battle we all face, and learning to navigate it can make a world of difference in our overall well-being. Think about it, these negative thoughts can be super sneaky. They creep in when you're stressed, tired, or even just having a regular old day. And before you know it, you're spiraling into a vortex of self-doubt and anxiety. But here's the good news. You don't have to let those negative thoughts control your life. We can actually learn to manage them, challenge them, and even reframe them in a more positive light. Ready to take back control? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master at managing those pesky negative thoughts. 1. Recognize the thought pattern. The first step is becoming aware of when those negative thoughts are popping up. Think of it like learning to identify a recurring melody in a song. You start noticing it, recognizing its pattern, and eventually it becomes less surprising, less impactful. Pay attention to your inner voice. What kinds of things does it say? Are you constantly putting yourself down? Overanalyzing situations? Catastrophizing about the future? Identifying these patterns is like shining a light on those shadowy thought monsters. Once you see them clearly, you can start to address them head on. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Now that you're aware of the negative thoughts, it's time to challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this thought? Often those negative voices are just spinning tales based on assumptions and fears, not facts. Think of it like a detective investigating a case. You gather evidence, examine clues, and ultimately come to a conclusion. In the same way, when you challenge your negative thoughts with logic and reason, they often start to crumble under scrutiny. 3. Reframe your perspective. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to reframe those thoughts into something more positive or neutral. If you find yourself thinking, I'm going to fail this presentation, challenge that thought by saying, this might be a learning experience, and I'll do my best. Remember, language has power. By choosing words that empower and encourage you, you can shift your entire mindset. 4. Practice mindfulness. Sometimes the best way to deal with negative thoughts is to simply observe them without judgment. Think of it like watching clouds drift by in the sky. They come and go, but they don't define your entire experience. Mindfulness techniques, like meditation or deep breathing exercises, can help you stay present and grounded, making those negative thoughts less intrusive. 5. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can be incredibly helpful in processing your emotions and developing coping strategies. Sharing your struggles with others can lighten the load and remind you that there is support available when you need it most. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly a nasty voice pops up in your head, saying you look terrible today, or everyone's judging you. It's like a little gremlin whispering negativity into your ear. But here's the twist. Instead of letting that voice win, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that these thoughts are just opinions, not facts. And then you confidently continue on your way, ignoring the gremlin's whispers. That's the power of practicing these techniques. You can choose to ignore those negative voices or even turn them into opportunities for growth. So let's recap. Today we talked about recognizing those pesky negative thoughts, challenging their validity, reframing our perspective, practicing mindfulness, and seeking support when needed. Remember, you have the power to manage those thoughts, not let them manage you. Now, go out there and rock your day with confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who are ready to face their challenges head-on and create a more positive and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.